I've been on the school board now for, I believe it's about 6 years, so I have some past experience in that area. I also have a degree in business administration, so I feel I'm pretty strong in the finance area in the school district. And I have a lot of volunteer experience with children's organizations in town as well. So just want to be involved with their education.
What do you think the priorities of the school board should be?
The priority this year is meeting the new state standards that are coming into place this year, and making sure that our teachers are equipped to deal with those and that our administration has the tools that they need as well.
What do you think the biggest challenges facing the Ringo School District are, and how would you deal with those?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is we have been fighting declining enrollment for several years now, and I think that that's going to come more into play as we see our class sizes shrink. We may not be able to offer the same things that we've been offering in the past. And so we do need to look at our finances and what we can offer with what we have available to us.
Are there any specific projects that you're interested in supporting or starting through the school board?
Well, I'm very interested in supporting the school lunch program. We've been struggling with that for several years now. So we're hoping that the new management that's taken over that makes that a viable project for us, because nobody on the school board or I think in the community wants to see that program end. It is really good for kids. So I think that's probably where my passion lies right now.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just encourage people to attend board meetings or at least be up on what the school is doing, whether you have children in the district or not. It's what's going to affect everyone's future in our community. So I think it's very important that the community be aware of what's going on in the school.